This is Fresh Air. A little music. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead is up to his elbows this summer in Duke Ellington recordings. And Kevin's elbows have never been happier. He has a review of a couple of these Ellington CDs. One features this music from the soundtrack Ellington wrote for the movie Anatomy of a Murder.
Duke Ellington's music has been a good friend to me. It's just the thing to pull you back up when you're feeling low. Ellington's orchestrations are so rich and inventive, he restores your faith in human potential. He shows us there's always something fresh we can do with the resources and the people we have to deal with. There's no sound in all of jazz, I'm tempted to say in all of music, that's as stirring as the Ellington Orchestra in full swing. That's the Ellington Band at the Newport Jazz Festival in 1959. A new CD on the Verve label, called Duke Ellington Live, presents for the first time the band's complete performance that 4th of July, Duke's stage announcements included. Like most Ellington shows of the time, it featured some old favorites for casual fans, an up-tempo romp showcasing the explosive saxophonist Paul Gonsalves, and a little new stuff for the connoisseurs. The new piece was Idiom 59, a 14-minute suite in four movements. Idiom 59 was nothing too heavy, just something Duke whipped up for a little summer entertainment. But Ellington linked together its four parts in subtle ways. The first and second movements feature solo clarinets, the first and third have Latin rhythms, and two parts have similar saxophone voicings. Besides all that, the last theme is a loose variation of the one before it, something you might miss because they're played at different tempos. I'll show you what I mean. Here's Ellington's piano intro to the third movement. Here's how he kicks off the next part. The links between those episodes are almost subliminal, but they're there if you listen for them. That sort of organization is typical of Ellington's suites. A fine new CD on the Pablo label, called the Ellington Suites, contains three of them, two recorded in the early 70s. The best of the bunch is The Queen Suite from 1959. After Ellington met England's Queen Elizabeth in 1958, he recorded the Queen's Suite in her honor, had one copy pressed, and sent it to her as a present. It was a wonderfully romantic gesture from one member of royalty to another, and I can't help but wonder if the Queen ever listened to it more than once. The rest of us got to hear it only after Ellington died in 1974. There have been a few more Ellington reissues lately that I don't have time to tell you about, like an RCA disc that contains Duke's 1940 duets with bass virtuoso Jimmy Blanton. Overnight, Blanton changed everyone's ideas of how the bass could be played. But if I tried to tell you about every good Ellington record that's out, we'd never get around to anything else.
Kevin Whitehead reviewed Duke Ellington Live on the Verve label and the Ellington Suites from Pablo. And here's some of that Duke Ellington-Jimmy Blanton duet. This is Fresh Air.